Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, Naked family. Happy Monday and welcome back to another episode of Fearless Minds. I hope you are loving this podcast as much as I do. If so, of course, don't forget to share it with someone who you think needs to hear it. Today, I want to speak on a passage from the Bible I read, which is She Reads Truth, because it gave me comfort and hopefully it will do the same for you. It said, Jesus' obedience came with tears. It came with desperate prayers and cries for relief. Although he was the son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. Learning implies coming to know something that was not known before. It implies practice. It implies process. Jesus did not retrieve instant obedience simply by virtue of being God's son or calling on the boundless power at his disposal. Which did he do instead? He lived it out. In John chapter 1 verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. You know the special bond you feel with someone who has walked the same road as you, experienced the same disappointment, and suffered in the same way you suffered? It can make you feel safe, at ease, willing to be open and vulnerable, and be yourself because they just get it, because they've been there too. So Jesus knows the battle we're fighting. He doesn't simply know you're fighting it. He knows it because he fought it too. He fought it before you and for you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. Chapter 5, verse 2 also says, he is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he is also clothed with weakness. He is the very one who sits at the throne of grace and as your high priest, your unfettered access to the Father. You can come to him as your full self today, not your half self, your filtered and edited self, the cleaned up version you want the outside world to see. Daughter, son of the Most High Priest, your tears, fears, and weaknesses are welcome at the throne of grace. This is not enemy's territory where you have to be tough or keep your guard. This is the place where your deepest struggles are known, where you are deeply known. Jesus Christ is your advocate. He sits ready to receive you, even now. Right now, I'm reading Tasha Cobb's book, as I stated, Do It Anyway, in my previous episode. And she says, we cry and pray to God for more. We ask him to trust us with greater. And then when he opens the door and gives us instructions, we suddenly get paralyzed by fear and doubt. She said it brings us to the story of Moses.
We always talk about Moses in my podcast, y'all, but this story is so powerful. The story of Moses when he was called and anointed to lead God's people to the promised land. But even after receiving reassurance from God, he still feared that his speech impairment will hinder his effectiveness. Moses was so worried about his physical flaw, which could have stopped him from his own destiny. Just like Moses, we often focus on the external thorn when the real issue is much deeper and can possibly and can be detrimental towards our success. If you feel stuck in your life and not sure about where you're going, do you ever hear God talking to you? You have to trust him in the fog and act on faith when he wants you to get up and go. Pray and surrender. A lot of people get scared when they hear the word surrender, but know that it does not prevent you from moving forward. It actually prepares you to be ready to move whenever he calls you. Even if the direction seems crazy, just do it anyway. Staying at God's feet is how we hear instructions on how to move forward in life. Because if we don't, we'll be all over the place, trying to figure out how things can go wrong, how things can't work, what we can't do, and what we don't have the knowledge or education to do. When we submit all of our flaws and incapabilities at his feet, that's where we're able to find strength. The power to move forward is pausing before Jesus and allowing him to encourage us. It's in hearing him say, "I've given you all that you need in order to do these things." God will speak to you in different ways, whether it's an undeniable urge to pursue or take action of something. Sometimes his voice comes in the form of a sign, something you might see that ignites a passion inside of you to pursue a goal. Sometimes his voice is audible, which the Bible refers to as still and small. Or sometimes you will experience his voice through others in the form of a sermon, message, or through someone else's testimony. No matter how he chooses to speak to you, make sure you're postured to receive what he's saying and take action. Every day there's an unseen battle taking place in our minds. The enemy tries to stop us from pursuing our purpose by attacking our minds and keeping us distracted. He wants us to focus on the darkness instead of fixing our eyes on Jesus. He wants to keep us from our destiny and from what God has called for us to do. But we have to be intentional about looking to the hills where our help comes from. In Psalms chapter 121, verse 2 says, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." That's why every day you have to take authority over the thoughts, which scripture refers to as the renewing of your mind. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." I'm going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ItsQuadesha. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you.